tonight. We want to ask the Holy Spirit not only to pour out what He wants out of me, but that He will pour in and you will hear, I pray, what the Spirit wants you to hear. That which is of me, I ask that the Lord would allow it to die. That which is of Him, I ask that He would give it life. This is what I heard this afternoon. Will you choose to live in eternity now? Will you choose to live in eternity now? Wrong button. Will you choose to live in eternity now? Will you put on immortality now? Will you put on immortality now? Will you let Jesus be Lord, King, and High Priest in you now? Will you let Jesus be Lord, King, and High Priest in you now? Will you take self off the throne and give Jesus His rightful place on the throne of your heart? Those are all choices that we make. And in my situation, I found myself submitting part-time. I find that self has a lot more power than I would like it to have. Don't particularly enjoy what it's capable of doing. And how motivated it is to satisfy. The me, myself, and I, those three big gods that I serve. They're not as big as they used to be, but they're still there. And they demand my full attention. And they want to be served and worshipped. We got an amen? Okay. So the question is, how do I choose to live in eternity now? It's choice. It's to stop thinking that I'm going to die next year. Or in 20 years, or 40 years, or 50 years, because I'm not going to die. My goodness, I threw a place for an amen. The real me is not going to die. Gee, I had to twist your arm and everything, huh? But you see, we talk about death, we talk about all this stuff that's going to happen to us, and it's not the truth from God. God says, I'm born again of the Spirit, and I will live in eternity with Him. That's the truth. So if I have an eternal mindset, what's going to happen with my choices? Am I going to make choices according to what my flesh wants next week? Or next year? Or am I going to change my mindsets? Am I going to achieve? You know what? Maybe I better start thinking about eternity now. Put on immortality now. How do I do that? I could take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, but I think you can go there on your own. Put on immortality. I could take you to Romans, the beginning. Think I'm teasing you? You want to get blackmailed as a believer? Go to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 2, verse 7. By the way, this is in your Bible too, so you'll have to live with it too. to those who by patient persistence in well-doing, in parentheses it says, springing from piety, seek for glory and honor and immortality. That must be a misprint, right? He will give eternal life. So in other words, he's expecting us to believe for immortality now. And we're talking about when we're going to get into the bucket and get buried 6 feet under. Yet the Lord, through St. Paul, is telling us to the Romans, get a clue. Put on immortality. Put on truth. Put on Jesus Christ. Is he the resurrected one? Well, is he the resurrected one? Okay. Want to go a little deeper? Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, which is the part of you that's new? Spirit. Your spirit is brand new. It's not worn out. It's not tired. It's not cold. Your spirit's doing okay. It's the rest of us that sometimes has a problem. Amen? But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. Whoa. Do you believe it? Romans chapter 8, verse 2. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of sin and death. Wow. I don't want to go any further. Yet if I do, I want to get even more blessed. But I want you to concentrate on that truth. Jesus has overcome the law. And say, why are you taking us into this trip tonight? Because God took me on a trip last night. God took me to France last night. You say, physically? No. But he took me on a ride. And by the way, I want to acknowledge something that our young man that covers the internet sent a little message to me this morning, or yesterday morning actually, but I never got it till last night. And he reminded me that we need to say hello to our international friends. So how about releasing a hello to those people all over the earth that are going to be blessed by this message, and by you and me sending out a blessing. Say, Lord, we send you a blessing today. To all those that are listening on the internet. Send us an email and a prayer request. Let us know where you're from. And we'll be blessing you in the process. And thanks for blessing us in advance. Amen. That includes California.
Amen.
See, all over the earth includes California. Some people don't think that, but it does. Today the Lord was prompting me to take a step up and to recognize that the law of sin and death has been dealt with. It's the law of sin, which is what? The ten? Have they been dealt with? What's been introduced in its place? Huh? Love, love. Love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment. Now,
It's written all over the Word.
To love one another.
As you are and been loved by Him.
Now, does that mean that you're going to sometimes fail to be loving?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to retaliate. Sometimes you're going to open your mouth and you're going to respond. And that means that your soul is still not fully crucified. Do I get it?
Yeah. Let's go a little deeper.
Verse 3. For God has done what the law could not do. Being weakened by the flesh. That is the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit. Sending his own son in a guise of a sinful flesh and as an offering for sin, God condemned sin in the flesh, subdued, overcame, deprived it of its power, over all who accept that sacrifice. What sacrifice?
Jesus.
Yes. Did he lay himself on the tree so that you and I could live in eternity now? Not next week, not a year from now, today, this night. And if you can get that into your heart, that he has really conquered sin and death, then where are you going to be living? What kind of mindsets are you going to have? What kind of expulsion is going to happen inside of you? And what adjustments are you going to do in your thinking about your tomorrows? Is everything going to have to be laid out perfect in the morning for you to have a happy day?
No,
because you're living in eternity now. See, if I can live in eternity with an eternal mindset, all these little things that go wrong are not going to shatter you, the real you. It might shake your flesh. It might shake your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. And you might get upset for a moment, but you're going to get over it. That's why we are overcomers. By the words of our mouth and the blood of the Lamb, and we're not going to be fearful of death. Fearing death causes you and me to go running around in circles. And we doubt. And we fear. And I'm not confessing as this is my experience. I'm just letting you know it comes. Because that's part of the territory. Amen? Okay. Verse 4. So that the righteous and the just requirements of the law might be fully met in us. In us. Not in them. Not the ones that have crossed over. Not the ones that are resurrected already. Not the ones that are sitting next to Papa in the heavenlies. Us. Or is that a misprint in my Bible? So that the righteous, are you righteous? Did he make you righteous? Do you believe it yet? Yeah, part-time. Part-time, until you hear your mouth doing something stupid, then you probably confess some bad words. Okay? And you're not going to say you're righteous at that point, because you're going to think about all the things you just goofed on, and then you're going to be upset for about a day, a two, a week, a more. No, no, no. Hopefully less than 3 minutes. Hopefully that shortened time will be so effective that you will not sit in the boo-hoos of your life for more than a few seconds. Because in the scales of eternity, those little things don't mean a drop in a bucket. They really don't. All right? My father used to have a favorite saying when I was a boy. Whenever he would get upset with me and he would correct me and he would see me walking around with an attitude, Kim having an attitude? Of course never. Of course I had an attitude.
I had an attitude because I was recovering from being corrected. And whenever I got corrected, I felt like I was being rejected. Come on, am I the only one? Come on. Huh? Whenever correction comes, we feel like we're being what? Boo boo. And I walked around with a puss. And my father would look at me and he'd say, you know what, when you're walking down the aisle and get ready for that morning or that wedding, he says, and you see her coming towards you, he says, you will not have any memory of this bad moment. And he was right. My heart on my wedding day. Whew. Nobody knows what that's like unless you've been there. God, she was gorgeous. She was so different. Why? Because she was going to be mine. Right? What do you think happens in the heavenlies when Jesus looks at his bride and he sees us walking around with the slouch? Will he really kind of send the same message that my dad sent? You won't remember this moment on your wedding day. You're going to be that bride? Without spot or wrinkle, you're going to be precious before him. You already are, but you're going to be more precious because you will have overcome more areas. Tell your neighbor you're in process. And you're in progress.
You're in progress.
Understanding that the righteous and the just requirements of the law might be fully met in us. Verse 4. Who live and move not in the ways of the flesh, but in the ways of the Spirit. Our lives governed not by the standards and according to the dictates of the flesh, but controlled by the Holy Spirit. Whoa! Am I there yet? Am I in progress to that place?
Yes.
Can I get there by faith?
Yes.
Can I be that overcomer that he's called me to be? Yes. Can I live in eternity today? Yes. Do I have my resurrection now?
Yes.
I can if I want to. If I choose to receive it, it will be a reality. So instead of living in the ho-hum lifestyle that I lived yesterday,
I can really look at the Lord and say, hey, I'm learning to overcome. I'm learning
to let you be Lord. I'm learning to let you be the King. I'm learning to let you be my high priest. And to let you go before my Father and really testify on my behalf with your blood. Right now.
Am I willing to take self off the throne?
Whoa.
Am I willing? Do I have the desire to take self off the throne?
No. Sometimes I don't.
I want to hold on to self because after all, can I really trust him? What if he doesn't want to do it my way? What if he doesn't want to do it the way I think he should be doing it?
Can I really give Jesus the rightful throne of my heart?
I'm going to tell you right now, that's also procedural. It takes time. It takes time to relinquish. And it's procedural. It's sometimes saying, yes, Lord, but I can't really trust you yet, so would you help my unbelief? Would you help me to understand that your whole goal is not really to crucify me like you did your firstborn son? And yet,
Why is there a big question mark? Why am I waiting? Because the self has to be offered up. Self has to be offered up. It is difficult. I'm not going to tell you that I'm there yet. I'm there part-time. When I say part-time, don't ask me for numbers because I don't know. And I will truly tell you that I'm better at it than I was. You look at a neighbor and say you're better at it than you were. See, you need to know that it's procedural. It's not an overnight thing. It takes time to allow us to go deeper. It takes time to taste of His goodness. It takes time to taste of His love. Verse 5. For those who are according to the flesh and controlled by the unholy desires set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit and controlled by the desires of the Spirit set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. Now the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason, without the Holy Spirit is death. Death that comprises of all the miseries arising from sin, both here and hereafter. So you see eternity's there as well. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both next week and forever. Misprint in my Bible. Now and forever. See, that is because the mind of the flesh, with its carnal thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God. For it does not submit itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Indeed, it cannot. This is St. Paul speaking, and he knew his old way of thinking. He knew how he used to act and react. And he knew also that it brought him to what? Death. Verse 8. So then those who are living the life of the flesh, centering to the appetites and impulses of their carnal nature, cannot please or satisfy God or be acceptable to Him. But, verse 9 is very important. You are not living the life of the flesh, you are living a life of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, directs and controls you, directs and controls you. But if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his, he does not belong to Christ, is not truly a child of God. That must also be a misprint. I don't want to get you any deeper. I want you to close your Bibles. We need to pray. And I'm going to ask you to stand. Harayana Kishayriya Tashatara Santaradiya Kalavata Shikriya Santaradiya Kalavata. Jesus, holy and anointed one, Jesus. Do it again. Jesus, holy and anointed one, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for these that have heard this word. I thank you for the grace that they need right now to continue to offer up that which is selfish in them, that which is self-serving in them, that they would receive your mercies and your grace to come and really release the throne of their hearts to you, Lord. I ask that you would give them a willingness to let you be Lord and King, because you are already the high priest, but they need to see that high priest become alive in them. And they need to be able to taste of the goodness of our God. And to really release Jesus, the rightful place of the throne of their hearts. I ask this in our precious name, above every name, the name of Jesus himself. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Would you declare with me right now? Say, Lord, I will choose,
Lord, I will choose
to live eternity now.
Lord, I will choose
by an act of my will to put on immortality now.
Lord Jesus,
I say you are Lord.
I say you are Lord.
I'd like you to take that place
by choice of my free will.
I release the heart,
the very center of my being,
to let you become Lord
of all that I am,
spirit,
soul,
and body.
For the throne of my heart is yours.
It's yours by faith, Lord.
And I believe
that the Holy Spirit will counsel me,
comfort me,
educate me
with the truth of God's word.
In Christ Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.